You have been found guilty of treason against the state.
Oh, remove him.
I know you. I remember that voice.
Who is attacking us?
Zavok, it's so loud, I can't stand it!
The key is to be found in that ship that crashed on the planet where you discovered Evely.
Zavok, what are you doing?
Stay back!
What is it you found?
Yeah, but you don't want to go in there.
Part 1 of War of the Gods.
Making the final sweep of the missile. OJ!
Good Lord, they're fast.
Wait, they're moving up behind us.
They disappeared here in this sector.
And there's been no transmissions of any kind.
We've received an automatic distress signal.
Since then, nothing. Four ships have simply vanished.
Was that a ship?
Yes, it was. It was destroyed.
By whom?
The great powers.
You mean the Cylon Empire?
No.
I want a complete report on them from the light station. Cranium probe, neurosystems, everything. Up to and including psycho-electron recall.
Your people will be safe. Under my leadership.
But they're so beautiful.
Don't be beguiled. They taunt you with a glow that conceals everlasting darkness. Look away, Sheba.
Who are you?
I am of another world. Degree of being developed far in advance of your own.
How can you verify that?
Prepare for me 3 tests. And as I have the power to move that object, so I have the power to deliver your people. I will deliver your enemy unto you this night.
Omega, bring the fleet to full alert.
Yes, sir. What is it? What's happening?
I have just received a direct communique from Baltar.
What?
Requesting permission to come aboard the Galactica under a universal sign of truce.
This is an event unlike any we've experienced since the destruction of our civilization. Baltar's ship is reaching our quadrant and is being intercepted by an elite squadron which will escort the treasonous instrument of our Holocaust directly into our hands. Word is spreading like sunbursts through every corner of the fleet. It's a jubilation unprecedented as Baltar is brought before the Council of 12. It is just as Count Evely promised. Our enemy has been delivered. And now, the exciting conclusion of War of the Gods.
Baltar. You have been found guilty of treason against the state and in violation of every code of moral and ethical conduct known to man. You are sentenced to spend the rest of your life in confinement aboard the prison barge.
No, I say you cannot do this.
I came to you under a sign of truce. You need me. We need each other. There is a power greater than yours, greater than the Cylon Empire. It will destroy us all unless we unite.
May I address the Council? Volta.
Who are you?
I'm Count Ibley, and I will lead these people away from your ruthless pursuit.
That voice. There's something about your voice. I've heard it before.
It is the voice of truth. It will lead these people, as it has led you, to surrender to their justice.
I came here of my own free will.
Just as you willingly dropped to your knees to accept your punishment.
Remove him.
Who is he? You can't. You can't do this to me. I came here. My own.
There were to be two more prerequisites to our bargain. One, that I should lead you to Earth. And the other was to be decided amongst yourselves. May I remind you that the people are expectant. Now, they rejoice in the fall of Volta. But soon, they will demand that the journey to Earth begin. When you have decided, you will find me amongst the people in celebration.
But I believe we should all join in the celebration. And I see no reason to delay electing Count Ibley to the presidency of our quorum. Are there any dissenting votes?
If I may. It is true Count Ibley has done as promised. And as you said, sire, it was inspirational. However, there are still questions unanswered. Warriors who have disappeared. Disquieting events still to be studied. May I suggest adjournment until the same time tomorrow?
Fair enough. The Council of 12 stands adjourned.
Sit, Volta. Do not pace.
You...
Sit, old friend.
I will not. And you cannot ever again force me to do anything against my will. I know you.
I remember that voice.
Do you?
The voice of the Cylon imperious leader.
The Cylon's a machine.
Yes, now. But once they were a race of beings who allowed themselves to be overcome by their own technology.
And when did this happen?
1,000 Yarans ago. At the onset of the 1,000 Yaran war against the humans.
Then for my voice to be the voice of the imperious leader, it would have to have been transcribed into machine leader 1,000 Yarans ago. I'd have to be 1,000 Yarans old. Fear, my friend. All is not lost.
Please come with me. I want you to attend the games.
Athena, I've told you I have too many things on my mind, and I have decisions which I must make.
You sound just like Apollo. Now, he's decided not to play tonight. It's causing dissension within the fleet.
I didn't know he'd made that decision.
Well, what do you know? I've been looking all over for you. Where have you been? Hey, Boxy, hold it. Boxy?
Hey, I'm talking to you. Now, since when do you just walk out of here without giving me a hug, huh?
My friends all say you're a coward.
A coward? Boxy, what are you talking about?
They say you're afraid to play in the games.
Boxy, why would I be afraid? We have the best team in the fleet. We can beat anybody.
Count Ipley says that Boomer's team's gonna win.
Since when does Count Ipley know anything about Dryad?
My friends say you're afraid if you lose. It'll prove Count Ipley's smarter than Grandfather, that he should be our new leader.
Foxy, my not playing in the games has nothing to do with my father. It has to do with wasting my time and laughing and carrying on like nothing is wrong while friends of mine may be out there dying someplace. Now, can you understand that?
I guess so.
And you go and tell your friends that I said it doesn't matter who wins the games, and I'd be just as happy to see Boomer win for a change.
It isn't easy, is it?
No. No. How can I explain my feelings to a small child when I can't explain them to myself?
I thought you did rather well. I'm not sure I agree with you entirely.
You of all people think I should play.
Will it serve any purpose for you to sit in your quarters and think about your missing friends? Son, don't make it more difficult for me. And don't leave me with 220 ships full of enthusiasts who were outraged because you didn't show up to play. You'd just be serving Count Ibley's cause. He's become quite popular. I think half the fleet would be ready to follow him right now.
Father, if you think that my not playing in the games will shift the balance his way, then I'll play.
Well, I don't think you'd be doing your missing friends disservice. In fact, you may even be helping him.
Kiva? Boomer? Good luck.
You too.
Well, so much for my moment of glory.
Oh, Boomer, come on. Don't give up before you've begun. You are good.
I am good. He is better. But I'd give anything to beat him just once.
I'd heard you'd felt that way. Maybe I can be of help.
Well, nothing can beat skill, sir.
The commander's son is a trifle too sure of himself. Maybe that weakness can be exploited.
Well, obviously, you've never played Triad against Starbuck and Apollo.
No, but I'd like to. Through you. How badly would you like to win?
Just me, or does everyone seem especially festive that we lost?
Don't remember anybody being this happy when we won, including me.
My dear young friends, There is a new air of optimism. Join in it. Look so serious. The games will be a distant memory before this night is through.
Just how long is this party going to last? Some of these people are in critical jobs.
Trust me to worry about the fleet from now on. My commandment is that everyone enjoy life to its fullest.
No matter how long it lasts.
Starbuck, Apollo, you just don't seem to get the point. Look, we're all saved, so relax. Oh, come on, Apollo. Why don't you let me offer you a little consolation?
What a wonderful idea.
They make a handsome couple.
Really? I somehow had the impression you were interested in Shiva for yourself.
Why should she be limited to one man? For you and I, to one woman.
I get the feeling I might like this place you come from.
I can see you and I are going to be soulmates. Let me offer you a drink.
Oh, I can't see any harm in one drink.
I'm surprised you asked me to dance, not Count Ibley.
Apollo, are you jealous?
Jealous? Now, you hold it. Even in the short time that you've known me, do you really think I'd let something as petty as jealousy interfere with my judgment when the lives of every man, woman, and child could be at stake? Do you?
Ships?
They were observing us or setting us up for something.
Still nothing in the scanner. Miss Omega, what's happened to all our personnel? What's your explanation, Colonel?
A great many of our personnel are on life station relief.
Then why hasn't the chief life officer notified me?
He unfortunately was one of the first stricken.
Stricken?
Quite simply, an overdose of pleasure.
You can't be serious. What about curfew for duty officers?
Apparently some leeway has been granted.
By whom?
Count Ibley.
Count Ibley. Launch a security screen immediately. I want to see Count Ibley in my quarters.
Sir? Thus far, no pilots have responded to the alert.
What's going on here?
Oh. Get moving! It's a red alert! Let's go! Everybody out!
Oh.
Sorry about this. Boomer, what's going on here? Come on, wake up! It's a red alert!
Lord...
I don't think everybody made it back to the Galactica. It's spread all over the fleet.
Get up! Come on, Boomer. Come on! Get up! Come on, Boomer. Come on!
All right. Gentlemen!
A disgraceful accounting of yourselves. The alert is fully 12 sentons along. My ship is launched.
You! Release me!
Forward, your light!
Apollo, have you lost complete control? Release him!
You just saved your son's life. Now, this is the way you run your ship, Adama. There may be more to take up with the consul than my ascension to the presidency. I may relieve you of your command as military leader as well. This may be of no interest to you, young men. But the fleet is under attack. Respond to the klaxon or I'll have you arrested.
Attacking us. What are they? What are you?
I have told you all you are capable of comprehending.
For a man of such remarkable powers, you show very grave concern for those life forces observing us so closely.
They too are from my dominion.
Then why do you fear them?
I fear no man, no creature.
Not even God.
What do you primitive children know of what you call God?
Only that we have been given laws which cannot be broken by any man or creature.
Those laws do not apply to me.
I wonder.
up one of those white lights and make myself a fireball. Did you see that? I blew him right out of the universe.
Omar, he left you standing still.
What's that noise?
Starbuck, Apollo, do you read me? Something's coming up behind me. So loud I can't stand it. Starbuck, what happened to him?
I don't know, Apollo. One micron, he was on my scanner, and the next he was gone. I mean, he just disappeared.
Let's get back and see what we came up with.
Back? Apollo, are you crazy? What do you mean, get back?
What about Boomer? We can't just leave him out here.
He's not out here, Starbuck. He's someplace else.
Someplace out of our reach.
They're not necessarily hostile.
Not necessarily hostile? What do you call losing 8 pilots?
I don't know the answer to that, but they haven't attacked the fleet.
So far.
They're studying our ships and our life forms to determine our weaknesses, to find the best way to destroy us. Father, if an attack is coming, there's one person among us who knows all about it and about these alien beings who are watching us.
I say we dump him right back where we found him. Whatever's happening, he's at the heart of it.
All our troubles began when we brought him aboard.
We can't turn back time. Count Ivley is becoming very popular in the fleet. In a few centaurs, the council will elect him to the presidency.
Father, there has to be some way to stop that from happening.
How? He gives our people everything they desire? Hope? Food?
And what is he looking for in return? What price do we pay? And what's his connection with them?
There's no question. They've responded to some extraordinary influence. Any ideas? Possibly. Come over here. Our normal seismic and cosmic monitoring went right off the chart yesterday and today. According to calculations from the bridge, those occurrences coincided precisely with the presence of the unidentified ships.
In other words, those ships might have given off energy that might have influenced the growth of these plants.
Could have? I mean, it's no different in principle to plants leaning towards and receiving energy from a sun.
Then you think it was the ships, rather than Count Ibley, that caused the plants to go crazy and multiply?
I said it's a possibility.
I sure like it better than the alternative. Thanks, Doc. Keep on.
Apollo, you've got that look. What are you thinking?
Listen, why don't you rest up? You're probably still suffering from the effects of that party. I want to do some thinking.
Polite not to make your presence known.
I finally think I've discovered how Count Ibley has been pulling off these miracles, and then I see you do this.
This is not a miracle, Apollo. This is a simple test of mind over matter. Long the key study of our military institute. I remember. I used to drive your mother mad by bending eating utensils until she made me stop the practice.
How come I never knew?
It was before you were born, Apollo. It was in my early days at the Institute. A special program, strictly a military study. Our life expectancy now, silence notwithstanding, is about 200 yards. We're just beginning to utilize some portion of our brains. Incredible potential. Now imagine. Imagine, if you will, a race of beings whose life expectancy is thousands of yards. Now a race of that kind would certainly have learned to do what we would consider to be miraculous things.
And that's what you think we're dealing with here. With Count Ibley and these strange lights.
No, not lights. The ancient ones, the lords who first settled on Kobol, spoke of visitations from what they in their primitive way referred to as angels.
Angels. Think of them as custodians of the universe. Advanced beings, very highly advanced, whose mandate it is to make certain that their powers are never abused by anyone of their own kind.
And they're watching him. Meaning he's one of them.
Or was. The key, I believe, is to be found in that ship that crashed on the planet where you discovered Ebley.
Father, that's just what I've been thinking.
Now, you said you couldn't get close enough to examine the ship because of radion levels.
Yeah, but with special equipment.
Right. Now, I want you to go back there. Alone. You mustn't tell anyone of this. And you must forget this conversation. Ebley will pick out your thoughts as easily as listening to a klaxon.
I understand.
I hope so. This could be the most important mission of your life.
How will you avoid the Count? If you run into him, he'll know where I've gone.
I'll crowd my mind with other thoughts. That, too, was part of the Institute's investigation into telepathic communication.
How is it after all this time I'm still learning things about my own father?
How is it that after all this time, I'm still learning things about my own son?
Apollo! What are you doing here?
I'm coming with you. Starbuck, I'd love to have you with me, but I gave my word I wouldn't tell anybody about this mission.
Well, that's one promise you already broke.
Look, I gotta go. It could be life or death for all of us.
In that case, I've got a stake in it, and I'm coming along.
It's between me and Ebley.
Oh, personal, single-handed combat. With the lives of everyone in the fleet hanging on the outcome.
Starbuck, I don't think you understand.
More than you think. Look, you're the one that's always telling me I let my ego get in the way. Count Ibley has Sheba swooning, so
has nothing to do with Sheba.
Maybe, and maybe not. I just know you're not going out to do whatever it is you're going out to do without me.
In order for this mission to succeed, it must be a secret.
Apollo, we got a guy on board this bird who reads minds. Now, what happens if I should bump into him?
Stop. Okay, buddy, let's go.
I was hoping you'd see things my way.
The shuttle is being launched. It wasn't scheduled. Captain Apollo said to check with you.
Yes, I know. A passenger ship. Asked for some special instruction in the game of triad for the sake of the children on board the ship. And Captain Apollo thought it might be impressive for them if the real champions went out on the fringes of the fleet.
A nice idea.
Yeah. Colonel, would you happen to know where Count Ibley might be at the moment?
Yes, he's visiting the Agro Ship 9 with Sheba, if I'm not mistaken.
I see. If he should happen to ask to see me, would you tell him I'm on a sleep period?
For how long?
Until further notice.
That shuttle that just launched, what are its docking instructions with one of the passenger ships?
Passenger ships? I don't understand. Shuttle Alpha just headed off across the quadrant.
Across the quadrant?
Was something wrong?
No. What could be wrong?
I always feel such peace here. It's the only place that even comes close to what we lost. And even if it is floating in space, it's alive. You can feel it. Is it?
What are you up to, Adana?
What? What's the matter? Where are you going?
Progress report on Shuttle Alpha.
It is just leaving scanner range. It's heading toward the planet,
the one where my ship crashed.
Count Ibley, where did you come from?
Who is in that shuttle?
I don't know. Exactly.
Captain Apollo and who else?
I don't really know.
Where is Adama?
Well, he's...
Thank you. Yes, Colonel?
I'm sorry, sir, but it's Count Ibley. I think he's on his way to see you, and it has something to do with the shuttle.
Thank you, Colonel. I'll handle it. I left orders that I was not to be disturbed.
You have sent your son in search of my identity.
You told us your identity.
When a mortal breaks a bargain with me, there is a high price to be paid.
I don't believe in you, Count Eatley. As did those poor souls who were destroyed on your ship on the planet. They followed you, and they paid the price.
There is a price that you will pay. A life more meaningful to you than your own.
Where the answer lies. Let's go.
Commander? No sign of Count Italy.
And nothing from the ships in the fleet.
If you were anywhere on the Galactica or within the fleet, we'd know it.
There is one possibility. A single Viper launched without clearance.
I'm sorry, that was Sheba.
Sheba? She went after them.
The launch bay confirmed it. They tried to stop her, but...
Father, you're going to have to issue some kind of statement. Word is spreading throughout the fleet.
She's right. The disappearance of Count Ibley. I mean, we must find him. He must be here somewhere.
No. No, we won't find him. He's not here. He's down there with them.
Nothing. Radio level was a myth. How is that possible? How is anything the Count does possible? Let's go take a look at her crew. Everything is pretty well vaporized. Whatever hit this thing must have had the power of a sun. Starbuck! Stay back!
I won't stay back. What is it you found?
Sheba, you don't want to go in there.
Let me go. I want to see.
You don't want to go in there. Apollo. Maybe she should. Maybe you're right. Take a look.
All right, I will.
Sheba, come to me.
Don't listen to him, Sheba.
Now turn around and look at what we found.
Don't be deceived. You are mine. Come, be with me.
Sheba.
Do not touch her. She is mine. She has given herself to me freely.
Now listen to me. Listen to me. Come out of it. Hear me.
Let her go. I command it.
You command no one who does not willingly give you dominion. You have no power over me.
You know who I am.
Yes, I finally know. Sheba, think back to the ancient records. The names Mephistopheles, Diaboles, the Prince of Darkness.
I will give you one more chance before I strike her down. Death to her, Apollo. May her soul curse you through eternity.
Apollo! Apollo!
My God. He's dead.
You killed him!
You...
Sheba, come.
No.
Sheba, you want to come.
No, I could never follow you again. Apollo, what have I done?
You didn't do it, Sheba. He did it. What is it? What's wrong, Count?
Nothing's wrong.
Then why do you look so worried? Did you break some kind of rule?
It's time for me to go.
Why? What happened? Was it within your dominion to strike down a follower? A soul given to you freely, but not an innocent? A spirit whose life you took against his will?
No one has dominion over me.
I wonder.
It will come another time. Another place. And we will meet again.
Starbuck, he's gone. He just vanished. Everything's exactly the same as it was when he first appeared.
No. One thing's different. Apollo's dead. Let's take him home.
I'm so sorry. This was all my fault.
Are you alone? Seems to me everyone's trying to find someone or something to believe in.
But Apollo knew better. Why did he have to be the one to pay?
Gladly trade my life to have him back.
Starbuck?
I see him. Here we go again. So we hadn't been through enough already.
What do they mean, Starbuck? What are they?
Whatever it means, whatever they are. They're gone. At least for now. See if we can compute range back to the fleet.
Starbuck?
I don't know. They're coming from behind us. See if you get a look at it. Up. We're losing speed, Sheba.
Attempt to communicate. You are safe.
Sheba!
His restons are normal and responding to Balcon infusion. Allow him to rise.
Who are you? Where's Sheba?
The companion you refer to will join you as soon as she is able.
Where are we?
Within a dimension quite apart from your own.
Yeah, well, I can hear you and I can see you.
That is by our choice.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure. My hand passed right through you.
Starbuck!
Sheba! Are you all right?
I don't know. I think maybe we're dead.
Is that right? We're dead and you're angels?
Oddly enough, there is some truth to your speculation. It is time. If you will follow me,
what do we do?
Sweet lady, there aren't many places I've been in my life where I didn't feel like I was in complete control, but this is an exception.
What are you doing with him? Can't you leave him alone? He's of no possible harm to you.
Precisely the opposite. He is of great value to us.
What?
He and any like him who have the courage to grow beyond the limitations of the flesh.
Starbuck, what do these things?
You're asking me?
Starbuck, you have a most promising spirit. A trifle unrestrained. But perhaps with Apollo's continued fellowship...
Oh, please! I've already lived through his death once before. Don't keep reminding me of it.
Apollo was not meant to die. Sheba, it was you that Count Ibley meant to destroy.
What are you saying?
Apollo sacrificed his mortal body to save your spirit from falling. Are you willing to sacrifice your own to bring him back?
Whatever you're going to do to us, get it over with.
Oh, Starbuck, wait. Maybe these people aren't so unlike us.
What are you, delirious?
No, I mean it. They know who we are. And what we are.
Yes, and that gives them a pretty big advantage.
But I think they're on our side. I think... All right, yes. If it's possible, I will trade my life for Apollo's.
What about you, Starbuck? Did you not say inside your ship that you would gladly trade places with Apollo?
How could you know that? From me, you can have.
We want nothing from you.
Then why are you doing all this?
Because we fight a common foe. The forces of darkness and evil throughout the stars.
But why are you bothering with us? We come from a simple handful of human survivors.
Because as you are now, we once were. As we are now, you may become.
When?
After you've seeded and nurtured new civilizations. After you've evolved.
On Earth?
Perhaps.
Will you show us the way?
Perhaps we can give you a beginning.
And what about Count Evely?
Is he one of you?
He now uses his powers to corrupt and lead others away from truth.
Why can't you stop him?
Because we cannot interfere with freedom of choice. His, yours, anyone's.
But you interfered in the greatest of all choices, life or death.
You were only dead by primitive measures. And it was not Count Ibley's right to take your life. He must now forfeit some payment of our choosing. In any case, it is time for you to return to your people.
One last concern. There were other warriors who disappeared.
They will return with reasonable explanations. And now it is time for you to be returned.
Let us drink to the return of our children. And to the end of Count Ibley.
Whoever he was.
Follow. Dr. Pei tells me that when he examined you, he found that you had experienced some kind of physical duress.
Oh, I am a little sore, Father. Why? I mean, what happened?
That's the strangest part of it, Father. I can't tell you. It was like being caught up in some kind of vortex, some kind of force field. You come out of it with your senses scrambled.
Where were you when we found the other pilots?
That's right. You were nowhere to be found. And if you came straight back to the fleet, how did we get here before you?
Something happened. Something I can't explain. I don't remember anything after challenging Count Ibley.
You challenged Count Ibley? And won?
No, Adama. He challenged Count Ibley and lost.
Lost? That's not possible. Apollo's here. Ibley isn't.
Count Ibley tried to kill Sheba. And Apollo got in his way.
Is that all you remember?
No, I remember Sheba and I taking Apollo's body and putting it on the shuttle and leaving the planet.
His body?
Yes.
Well, and then you landed on the Galactica and Apollo was merely stunned and you frightened Ibley away.
Yeah, that must be it.
It has to be it.
There was one more thing. A light. Sound. It was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
It was as if it was something good and pure and caring out there.
There are very few who've had the opportunity to experience the light of good and truth at first hand.
Then you mean that's what happened to us? We got caught in the war between good and evil?
We've always been caught between good and evil. That would be no different even if we were to find Earth.
Earth Quadrant Alpha, 19 million sectars by...
Epsilon Vector 22 on a circular reckoning course of 000.9.
In a star system with 9 planets and 1 sun.
Fleeing from the Cylon tyranny, the last battle star, Galactica, leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. A shining planet known as Earth.